Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Realm presents a Dagaz Media production, The Cleansed, Season 3, Episode 6, Exodus.
Previously on The Cleansed.
The earthquake has awakened the mighty weapon. I told you all we needed is faith. Faith has opened the door. Faith has broken the seal. Now, the radio, give it to me.
You understand, Paul, what this means?
Yes. I am the Son of God.
Yes. Repeat that.
Paul, you're the one, the chosen one. Stop him!
I'm waiting, Father. For a miracle.
Oh, Christ! Everyone! Everyone run! No!
Don't look!
No! 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 They destroyed it! The kitchen, the community hall! They're headed there now!
He should live.
Good. He marches, like us. Find a tree, make him drag it behind him. Make him feel the burden of leadership.
And now, Exodus. Paul's new chapel, a homely warehouse on the outskirts of Corinth.
And so you see, my children, you are like the seeds that have fallen upon the good soil. Those who were weak of heart, lacking in faith, they have been taken by the wolf already. They are the ones who fled when our temple crumbled. But what is a temple but a place where the Lord resides? When we left that place, it was no longer our temple. It was a place of rocks and rubble. The temple is here, now, among us, because the Lord travels with me. You are the good seeds that have sprouted in the field, and you will grow 60, 100 times larger than what has fallen by the wayside. Yea, but what if in the night the devil, the wolf, came and sowed weeds into this good soil? What then? Would we still have weeds among the good ones? Perhaps you know of what I speak. There are those who speak of the coming of another, a false prophet. He is called by those troubled hearts as the prince of lies, children. He would have you believe that all that we have done, all we have built and sacrificed for, was for naught.
No!
This false prophet, this prince, he does not believe in the word. He is like those we have seen fail us already. He is like Lucius.
No!
Paul, don't speak his name!
You have all heard the lies spoken by the fallen ones. By those seeds who fell to the savage dirt, you have heard their lies, even as the crows have come to peck them up. You have heard them accuse me of lies and threaten the very body of the resurrected Jesus Christ. So I do not need to tell you what the new lies will be. Avoid this prince and those that follow him, unless you wish to follow them off the road to glory and onto the path of the darker side. This is all prophecy. It was all foretold. Fear not, For though it seems like our darkest hour, it is only the one that comes before the dawn. You see, there were three weapons created in the before times to deliver us from evil should evil take this world. Each was called the Nova weapon, and each needs an incredible amount of power for its purpose. We have claimed the power we need, the Lord's Wrath, the nuclear weapon. It has been activated and awaits its reunion with one of the three Nova weapons. Saul, the wolf, he has one of those weapons aboard the Citadel. But there is one right here in Corinth, in a place called Babel Tower. And it is to this Babel Tower we go now. The significance of Babel, I think, is not lost on you all. It is a place told to me by the Father, and once we unleash its power, we will see. Those of you, my angels, who are true in heart to Christ, you will be unscathed. And those who are not, well, they will be purged from our field once and for all, and we will inherit the kingdom of God at last. There is a great battle left before us, children, but the time of the great cleansing is at hand. Tonight, children, tonight! Job, help our flock make the preparations.
Yes, Paul.
Amen.
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 South of the refuge, in the wilds, an area named for the thick tree growth that has swallowed up the old fields and farmlands in these years since man stopped influencing the landscape, Zeke's march has camped at a rare clearing in this snare of wood and water, while they prepare to hike onward to a city that is an inconceivable distance away.
The first day was the worst. The refuge was laid to rubble, and my people, well, those who were left, went from being free people to slaves, a humiliation that was spared them even during the worst days of the breaking. We thought we'd been thrown off course before, but we had no idea how bad it could be. When John first came and knocked our whole world out of kilter, it was all we could do to keep some semblance of order. When the dwellers came to reside with us, it was madness, but we were all pulling in the same direction. We were working on our stocks for the winter. We had hope. Now, that was all gone. Now I had nothing but to stare at the bleak gray sky, a slave to this kid, the Alpha Zeke. They strapped a dead pine tree to me, and I dragged it on a relentless hike, feeling its weight like all my sins. Where this death march would take us, I didn't know. But I was fairly sure I wouldn't want to live to see it.
Hungry?
Yes.
I thought you'd be. We have a lovely stew. We found your dead horses up on the ridge, and some of your people, you know, the ones we left alive, they told me where to find the carrots and potatoes, so I took some. I burnt a bunch, too. Mmm, so nourishing.
Please.
What's that?
I'm hungry.
Now we're getting somewhere. Hearing you beg is music to my ears. Can we start with you reneging him?
What?
Prophet, tell me you curse his name. Tell me you want him dead.
I've wanted him dead for a long time.
Go on.
But now I know why he did it. Why he came here. What he was trying to stop. So damn you. Damn you all to hell.
Seems we'll need to let you rot a bit more. You know what? I'm full. Maybe the dogs will come and eat the rest of the stew. Much like they will your corpse.
And the only dog here is you.
Get ready to march. Dawn is upon us. Zeke. Alpha Zeke.
Alpha Zeke. We need to do something about these prisoners.
Why is that?
We don't have any food for them.
Tell them to eat each other.
Yes, of course.
So this is your plan? Walk us through this shitty swamp all the way to Corinth?
Quiet, worm.
You're talking about a month minimum, no food.
We have enough rations to keep your 100 fighting men in good health. For the others, that is not my concern.
How does it feel knowing he left you here?
He didn't leave me.
You just like me, Zeke, expendable, except I'm a hell of a lot more experienced than you are. For example, I've learned not to let men grumble behind my back.
Silence! I demand silence!
Silence is for the dead. Hey, what will you do if I split a kidney? What will you tell him then, Alpha Zeke? A helicopter. Well, how about that? There is such thing as miracles.
Quiet! Do you understand? Quiet! You be quiet, and so must everyone else.
Could that be?
Papa's coming home for his boy.
Quiet down! No fraternizing among prisoners!
Another helicopter! They're coming to wipe us out!
I said quiet!
I see it!
Quiet!
I see this too!
Quiet! Everyone! We'll kill the rest of you now!
Okay.
Sir, do you want me to?
You be quiet, too.
They don't know we're here.
Do you think we can track them down?
Idiot, we are on foot.
Yes, sir.
We need to make it easy to find us. Get some fires going.
Sir?
The march is over. Make as large a fire as possible.
How? There's no wood.
Burn that stupid heathen.
Yes. Yes, of course. Okay. Okay, listen up. The helicopter's having trouble finding us. We're gonna start fires. Do you understand? We're gonna start piling things up. Okay, you.
What are you doing?
I'm untying his hands so we can...
We are going to burn him alive, you idiot! He is going to be our beacon! We'll sacrifice him to the sky! Do you hear me? Bury him! Bury this man with sticks and twigs and burn it! Burn it all if you want to live!
On a nearby hill, Chad, leader of the dwellers, looks down on the scene. He is run ragged, but fierce determination fuels him. Hefting his rifle, he prepares for a final stand.
It's time. One man against an army, but a run-down army. They call themselves wolves, but I am the one who is like a wolf. They've been pushing themselves to exhaustion, fleeing like deer, bounding through deep snow. And now, I strike. Take them down for the kill.
You're never gonna get the fires up in time. You've got 5, maybe 10 minutes before the helicopter wheels back.
Quiet!
Sir, there's some extra cans of kerosene in one of those gear packs we've been slogging. I think it could help us out.
Well then do it! What are you waiting for?
Yes, sir. Yes, of course, sir. Hey, knuckleheads! You're never gonna get that wood burning without some fuel!
Yeah, okay.
Get it on there, soak it! Just pour on nice and thick. Oh, shit, it's spilling everywhere!
What the hell just happened?
Start the fire!
They did! Your officer just went up in flames!
David! They're burning David!
Quiet! All of you!
Hey, you! Get away from the prisoner!
I'm trying to help, let me... Grab this branch and...
Put it down!
No! Kill her! Kill her!
You will not take it all!
Come on, David! Run!
Hey, look at the fireworks, folks! The bird is coming in! Hey! Yeehaw!
He's getting free! Somebody kill him!
Yes, sir! Let me just...
It's Chad! It's Chad! Everyone, fight! Fight while you can!
Stop them! All of you! We'll kill you, David! We'll kill all of you! Stop! Stop now!
You fools! The helicopter will fit 5, 6 of you at the most. You think it's really here to rescue you?
Woo-hoo! There's my ride!
Zeke! Can we get Zeke?
I'm here!
Get aboard!
Kubrick, you're coming too!
Ladies first!
Move it!
You're too young to be this serious, Zeke!
Go! There's an attacker in the bushes. Take him down.
Orders are to take you and Kubrick back to Citadel.
No, you need to escort my men.
Don't have enough fuel for them. They're not our problem.
No, you can't leave them. They are loyal to me. I promised them glory.
Orders from the wolf is kill the traitors.
No! Those are my men. They are loyal to me.
Dad is punishing his little boy.
Damn you. You will die with them.
Jesus! Now that is spirit, finally, boy!
Die with them!
Zeke! Zeke! Oh.
Jesus!
Whoa! You said you guys can go! Please get down!
Refuge! Retreat to the tree!
Have your gunner chase off that bird!
What?
Grab a rifle off the squad leader and fire at the helicopter! Otherwise, we're screwed!
Alright! Anywhere with a gun! Attack the helicopter! For the refuge! All right, who's still standing?
Over here, David. It's Serena.
William, my boy. Kara, she didn't make it.
And as far as the soldiers, well, it's a goddamn abattoir, isn't it? The helicopter slaughtered them to the last man.
Not quite, David. One fell 20 feet or so from the helicopter.
Kubrick, the one who started this. What makes you think we should let you live after you came to our home and killed our people, left us here to die?
What makes you think I want to live?
Well then, one less mouth to feed.
The days might be feeling longer now that the sun is setting later, but that unfortunately does not mean that I actually have more time in the day. And that's why I love Factor's ready-to-eat meals. They make it so easy to eat stress-free this spring with their fresh, never-frozen, chef-crafted meals that are ready to eat in just 2 minutes in the microwave. And these are no ordinary microwave meals, let me tell you. They have truly delicious options. I just had this loaded bacon, chicken, and spinach meal that was so tasty. And you can even try meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, broccolini. My mouth's just watering thinking about it. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up, so it kind of does feel like you're adding some time back to your day. If you'd like to try it out for yourself, head to factormeals.com/cleansed50 and use code CLEANSED50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's code CLEANSED50 at factormeals.com/cleansed50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Piura stands as a miraculous green haven. Piura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Piura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Piura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Paul's chapel. Paul spends an increasing amount of time alone.
Paul? Paul, can you hear me? Are you listening, Paul?
Father! Father, I am listening! I have been listening! I have been waiting for you! Your voice had grown fainter, but still I listened. Day and night, night and day, I listened for the miracle, Father. The miracle you promised me. The glory you promised me. You told me you could overcome death, and I could overcome Saul. And now I wait for you to deliver what you promised.
The time, Paul, is now.
Truly?
As you said, I promised you. I have spent some time away. I was worried I might drown at the bottom of the sea, but I have been released. Released from purgatory. Released from death.
I remember purgatory.
Some called it the depot. Others called it sanctuary. I call it purgatory. What did I say to you back when I was alive and we lived in that place?
You said that I was the stronger. That Saul, he was the devil. The Antichrist. He was my shadow, and that the shadow would grow long. The shadow would grow, but then one day, the light of your radiance would ignite and burn away the shadow forever.
That's right.
I'm still waiting, Father.
Look out the window, Paul.
Father!
Stand up, Paul. Look out the window.
Okay.
Do you see?
I don't. Father, there's nothing out there.
Exactly. Where are Saul's patrols?
What? I don't understand.
His men. Something has distracted his men. Paul, this is your moment to strike.
Yes. Tell me how, Father. Father.
Paul, you must first...
Paul?
Father, what do you mean?
Paul, could you...
Never interrupt me when I'm speaking to him, Job!
Paul, I'm sorry.
I was listening to the Holy Spirit, to the Lord God Father himself. And you broke the line, Job.
I'm so sorry. I never would have, Paul. Just the...
What?
The communion. It's dry.
So?
So are people. They are not drinking the sacrament of the Lord Jesus Christ, Paul. They are not partaking of your body, of your medicines for their mind.
The medicines? You think they're all still so ill that they require the medicines?
Look, what happened when Lucian did not get his?
It does not matter, Job. The sacrament will now be held in our heart. It is time.
Time, Paul? For what?
To strike.
We... Oh. Oh, Paul.
Look beyond me. What do you see?
The landscape of Corinth. The promised land. But seized with the claws of the wolf.
Yes, but what lies asleep this night?
The helicopters. There are no helicopters.
The wolf has turned his eyes elsewhere. We do not know why. Perhaps the Lord has cast a spell of sleep over them all. We do not understand the mysteries, Job, but we watch for them. And when they come, they are a sign. Our time, at last, has come.
I will tell the congregation.
We will feed them. We will pray. And then we will attack.
Children, the time of prophecy is at hand. The Lord The father, he has spoken to me. The wolf, he sleeps. And just as it was foretold, the coming of Christ, he comes as a thief in the night. And so it is now. Carry with you your weapons of war, the guns, the bombs, and most importantly, the weapon of God's wrath, the Big Bang. But we will not use these. Tonight, we come as shadows creeping up. The wolf is sleeping, children, and we take his kingdom while he naps.
You remember what I called it, right?
Babel Tower.
Babel Tower. The height of humanity's hubris. The tallest building in all the world, were it ever finished.
But even though it was not finished, I will find it there. My own Nova weapon.
Babel Tower was built to protect the city, should anything ever happen. The Nova weapon would protect us from missiles, from invaders. It would be our weapon, our defense. The only thing that could harm it would be the other Nova weapons, of which there were only two. One sat aboard the Citadel, the other left buried in the depot. We nearly had Babel complete, Paul, before things fell apart. We did everything except bring it an energy source.
And that is why you need the weapon we found in the soup. The Big Bang.
The nuclear warhead, yes. Unlike the weapon Abraham made in the depot, we do not have an unlimited font of power. Not yet.
Not yet?
Focus on the task at hand, Paul.
But what of Saul?
You can be assured Saul knows your every move. But his arrogance is his weakness. He is so confident he is the stronger that he fails to see that you are the true chosen one. We always worried about Saul. We knew there must be some way to stop him in case... Paul, you must take the tower.
We will take the tower.
Outside Babel Tower, an unfinished luxury high-rise in Lower Corinth.
Terrible shift tonight.
You heard what's happening down in Sector 14? Bunch of pissed-off pukes from the sewer dragged their sorry hides up here, found some tires and lit them up, stacked them in the street, started throwing bottles at our guys. Say they're not loyal to Paul, either. Maybe following some guy called the Prince. No one really knows who that is, though.
We take them out?
Not yet. It's got the guys unsettled.
Everyone's unsettled.
It's that thing, you know? Zeke taking off?
That's not how I heard it.
What, he wanted to go on some bum assignment chasing down that wing nut?
Wolf don't want us talking about that.
Wolf ain't listening.
The wolf has ears.
Hey, Group B, are you still in sight?
I knew it.
What?
They want help with the mess in Sector 14.
Screw that.
I said Group B, come in.
Yep, we're here.
We need you down on 7th and Broad. We're rolling the Tigers and need as many men as possible to stand by for cleanup.
Told you.
We're guarding Babel.
You're guarding an empty tower. We got a whole pile of trouble down here. You want to talk to Wolf about how you ignored orders?
Wolf said to protect the tower.
We're ending this once and for all.
10-4. We're on our way.
I'm not going.
Come on, man. I just told him.
Well, let's draw straws. Someone will hang out here. Someone will check out the scene, see if it's as bad as they say.
All right. How about skull, scroll, or scissors?
Sure.
One, two, three.
Okay. Maybe I'm lucky for once.
I'll see you in 15 minutes.
I wonder if he left his smokes.
Nearby.
The tower. Yes. The tower. I think... Children! It is there! Follow me, children!
Job, is Paul speaking with him?
He communes with the Lord Father.
And the Father wants us to take over this tower?
It is time for us to come out of the shadows, to create a new temple. Is that not right, Paul?
Job! I said never to interrupt me when I'm speaking to the Father.
Paul, I'm so sorry.
Quiet! Quiet. Quiet, Job. He speaks.
Yeah. Yes, of course, Paul. It just you've never listened. so intently before.
He is saying where we may enter. This main door is locked.
Of course.
He is telling me that there is a special kind of key, that this door has needed to stay shut for 15 years. But why? Why would it stay closed after guns and screams, shouts, bombs? It is a door that can only be opened by one. Children, are you listening?
Yes.
Do you know who is the one?
You are.
Yes, children. To prove it, Joe, what stands in our way to the tower?
There is a guard there.
But did we not say that we will not take arms tonight? We will not come to blows with the wolf, but instead will sneak in under the cover of the Lord's cloak.
Yes, Paul, we did.
So, we must get past this guard. You and I, without harming the wolf or his guard. Do you understand?
I do not, Paul. I'm not worthy.
You'll prove your worth yet. Come.
Stupid bum beat. Well, at least I'm not down getting bombs thrown at me by betas.
Hey, is that?
Halt! Restricted area!
Restricted, you say?
Restricted to who? Surely not out of bounds for the followers of Jesus.
Hey, that's believer talk. Instant execution. Lucky for you, I'm feeling nice.
Tell me, child, what treasure do you guard?
I ain't your child.
It is so large a city, and there are so few of you, yet this is an empty building.
Don't take another step.
What if I told you behind that door was the kingdom of heaven?
It's not my business what's behind that door.
They told you that just the wolf can open it, didn't they?
It's a special kind of door. Look. Don't open for nobody.
It will open for me.
Oh, yeah?
Watch me.
Don't get any closer. I'm warning you.
You see how there is blood here? Old blood, black scars. People have tried to enter this door before, but they have all failed. Why, do you think? What is inside that tower to warrant such a special door?
Hey, Caleb, we got a nut job here.
Only those who abide by the kingdom of heaven may enter. I alone can unlock the door.
Paul! I think the patrol guard is coming!
Let him come! Let him come. They have napped, and we have brought the glory to where it shall turn on at last, bathing us in the glory of the Lord. Now, children, behold a miracle.
Last warning.
You want to see the answer as much as I do, don't you? You want to believe, and that is why you will not kill me, Centurion. Father, open the door.
Access accepted.
Don't leave it!
Quickly! Quickly, children! Bring in the ark! Bring in the ark!
Oh, Jesus! Oh, yes, Father! Oh, Louis, things are getting crazy down here. I need your help!
Who is that?
It's no one.
Jesus, Louis, wake up, man! It's bad down here!
They're for real, Caleb.
What the hell, man?
I saw Paul. He is for real.
What the hell are you talking about?
Come with us, Centurion. We have a place for those who've seen the light. Come, children. There is safety for you in our new temple. A new age begins.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Inside Babel Tower.
Oh, wow.
Wait here, Job.
Okay.
What is it?
This? This is what we've been guarding? It's just a room.
You will see it soon. With light. Then you will understand.
Okay.
My name is Paul, child.
Lewis.
You are no longer Lewis. You are changed, are you not?
I guess I am.
You will go by Solomon now. Do you like that name?
Solomon. Yeah, I guess so.
Give me your gun.
Oh yeah, of course.
You will have no further need of it.
Here.
Good. What is your job, Solomon?
You mean, for who I...
Before you walked with the wolf.
Slag pounder.
I could tell. You look strong.
Yeah, well, if you weren't strong, you didn't make it long.
You will help my believers bring the Ark of the Covenant to a special place. It belongs in the lower levels of this tower.
Okay.
Good. Now, children, follow me.
You have done well, Paul.
You told me, Father, that this would be my reward for always being second to him.
The time has come.
Tell me how the Ark is to be used.
You remember how I told you about the elders?
The wise ones. In the before times. Like you.
I was the greatest.
Of course.
We knew that this day might happen, Paul. That the world might fall into ruin. But then, need to be reborn. So we built this tower when it was still possible. When the world was good. We left a powerful weapon inside it, called the Nova Weapon. There are three of its kind. One for you, one for Saul, and one that carries my essence. You will get your weapon, but it must be unlocked. Having your nuclear warhead, the Ark, is key.
But the Ark is a weapon. Why should I not just use that? Destroy the wolf once and for all.
The Ark is what we call a weapon of mass destruction. It will destroy everyone, everything. The weapon you will unlock, Paul, has so much more control. It is as hot as the heart of the sun. But unlike the sun, you can concentrate its ray to deadly force and aim it at your enemies.
So we can burn the wolf.
You can set fire to his empire. Just bring the key.
Did you hear me?
Excuse me, Paul.
I said, bring the Ark.
Yes, of course. Please wheel it in here.
Don't wheel it.
Oh, sorry.
It's time to take it out of its case. Children, break the crate. The light of God's love still lives within the Ark. Do you remember, children, how it came alive when the earth shook our old temple during the time of the blasphemers? The weapon of the Lord's wrath has been waiting for us, and now the time is at hand. Believers, we have lost many of our number in this long struggle. I remember. Did we have believers in the hundreds?
Yes.
Maybe even 1,000. Yes. Before the wolf laid his teeth into us, and we fought valiantly with the grace of the Lord, but our angels fell. There were those whose hearts were not as strong as others, and they left us filled with the poison of the wolf. But those of you who are with me now, your hearts are true. You are the ones who have been given the special grace of the Lord to walk through the hail of bullets, through the stones thrown by the unbelievers.
Yes.
You have walked through the doorway to his kingdom, and you now stand with me as we unlock the kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
You have heard him speak before, children, and now the Lord shall speak again. The Ark is set.
Yes, Paul.
Now, Solomon, pull the lever.
Yes.
Corinth, Sector 14, the middle of a firefight.
Who? What the hell are you talking about? Lewis! Lewis, what the hell?
Your guy coming or what?
I don't know. Guy fell asleep on the job or something.
We'll deal with him later. Now, we gotta watch out for these nuts.
Here they come! I got some clips. Here.
All the top track, balls.
Where'd they find all that?
They were working in one of our new diesel plants. Decided to go all AWOL. Hey, watch out! They're rolling burning tires! Where the hell are my tanks? God damn it! Someone blow this riffraff to hell!
The light!
What the hell is that?
The light! Oh God, the light! I can't see!
Repent, sinner, for the time of Jesus Christ is at hand. The end is near.
USS Citadel, bridge.
I'll do it. Bridge calling Wolf, bridge calling Wolf, over.
What is it now?
Sir, I...
Look at that. It's beautiful. The glow. It's like a whole new morning, don't you think? That's the power of the Nova weapon. Just flexing its muscles.
Sir, it happened. We're not sure, just now. It is impossible to account for the light. It's consumed the city. Sir? Sir? Sir?
So finally, he's found it. Babel Tower. The end is near. At long last, the end is near.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.
You've been listening to The Cleansed, a Dagaz Media production presented by Realm. Written, directed, and produced by Fred Greenhalgh. Full cast and crew credits, behind-the-scenes photos, and transcripts at thecleansed.com.